The second point is that the U.S. has a very special responsibility towards the Palestinian people, because our oppression has made in the USA written all over it. It's thanks to your Congress, your tax money, that Israel can oppress us, occupy us, ethnically cleanse us, and kill us, literally, and get away with it. Because the US is the funder, the protector, the enabler of Israel's oppression. So that engenders, that creates a special responsibility by US citizens. It's your tax money. I know you don't control where your tax money is going, but there's a moral responsibility to act because your tax money is enabling this injustice. And of course, this applies to many injustices across the world where U.S. Marks are very visible. We have to finish.
And that was Omar Barghouti, a founding committee member of the Palestinian Campaign for the Academic and Cultural Boycott of Israel, and a co-founder of the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions Movement. He spoke at the 2015 PeaceWorks Conference that was organized by the Rachel Corrie Foundation at Evergreen State College in Washington. And this is KBOO Portland. The time is 10 a.m. Stay tuned for Air Cascadia, followed by a special presentation of Law and Disorder, as Flashpoints has the day off. Meanwhile, this.
KBOO's Saturday morning country music program, Swingin' Country, is heading out into the community. Join us on Saturday, July 23rd at the Tin Shed Garden Cafe at 1438 Northeast Alberta Street for a live remote broadcast from 7 to 9 a.m.
Come and have breakfast along with your Saturday morning country music. Also included for those attending will be a ticket giveaway with a chance to receive one pair of tickets to upcoming Portland appearances by either Riders in the Sky or Asleep at the Wheel.
That's a live remote broadcast of Swingin' Country on Saturday, July 23rd from 7 to 9 a.m. at the Tin Shed Garden Cafe, 1438 Northeast Alberta Street in Portland.
Between the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile and a Burning Man art cart.
You know, it brings joy.
Have you seen KBOO's Fuzzy Boo van? From now until July 31st, we have a contest. If you spot the van anywhere around town, post a picture on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram with the hashtag Fuzzy Boo. You will be entered to win a pair of passes to Music Fest Northwest. More information and contest terms can be found at kboo.fm/fuzzyboo.
Here, inside, right? And then there's a little button on the dash here.
Yes! Cascadia. Today is Friday, July 22nd, 2016. And you're listening to KBOO Portland. Real radio for real people at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM on the web. Well, we have a little bit of weather coming up this weekend. It certainly came up this morning, or actually I should say came down. Today's guest is Tom Carpenter with Hanford Challenge. We're going to be talking with him in a minute about what is going on at Hanford and so far as what we can see is going on. And basically what we see at Hanford is symptoms, and the symptoms are of workers coming down with all kinds of problems as a result of the vapors spewing forth from Hanford. You know, talk about blowing smoke. So to keep people chilled about, you know, about marijuana legal, there's a hysteria. The flames and pitchforks waving in the night sky over opioids and how terrible this is. And this is simply to cover the fact that maybe there's more problems associated with these laws than had been anticipated. Same goes for the glass factories and the fact that Hanford has been sitting there all this time with poisoning the Columbia River, poisoning workers that have to contend with it on a daily basis. We don't know what's down in the tanks. And now at this point, if we did know, it's highly likely we might not have any way of containing it. That's how bad it is. But as long as we can stay in Portland, wave our arms and wheeze a lot, then everything's fine. Tom will be on in just a minute. We are forced by circumstances to remark upon the conclusion of the Republican convention and stare straight into the face of the most unlikely presidency ever, and perhaps the most dangerous. And every step along the way, those on the left are progressives, are simply liberals, just good old Democrats have stood on the sidelines saying it can't happen here. And yet it does over and over again. When are good thinking people going to realize that, yes, it can happen here and it will if we don't step forward, if we don't stop it? The grown-ups aren't coming. They aren't going to fix this. It's a terrible mess. And if we don't stop it, there's no one else to do it. Imagine Donald Trump. He arrives in Washington, D.C. He's like Caesar conquering a section of America. I really believe the people in the room in Cleveland roaring from every time Donald Trump says anything. That's it. Those are the voters. There aren't any other voters. Those are his voters. But on the off chance that there are more of them, then we do have to do something about it. Trump arrives in D.C. He sees the Vietnam Memorial, a wall. He says, "What's that?" And an aide tells the Trump, "Sir, Mr. President, sir, that's the Vietnam Memorial wall. It's got the name. I want one. Get the speechwriters. No, the good ones. Write something along the lines, sir, it's a memorial to a war. It's not a barrier or anything." War? War? Why didn't you say that up front? You're fired. Ha. Entourage all says ha together. So what war is this? I mean, who are we fighting? We won, right? Well, not exactly, sir, Mr. President, sir. That's it. That's it. We're going in. So Trump invades Vietnam for a second time. And this means one thing and one thing only. It means that we are going to have to take really serious steps. Finally, at last, people, we are actually going to have to go for the left's version of the nuclear option. We're going to have to, wait for it, we're going to levitate the Pentagon again. That's right. We're going to levitate the Pentagon. Time is right for it. And I don't think we can afford to wait much longer. Time is a luxury we cannot afford these days. Just remember, 10 feet off the ground, glows orange, vibrates. Okay, that said, Hanford, we have a serious problem here. I'm not to make light of things going on in the greater world outside, We can no longer, this is really a luxury we cannot afford, and that is to do nothing about Hanford while people are sickened from the vapors. And that's fair, in all likelihood, not all that's going on. We are very fortunate to have Tom Carpenter with Hanford Challenge joining us today. Tom, thanks so much for being with us this Friday.
Thanks, Chris. Good
well,
to be here.
Try to have you on the show all week, and finally we've been able to make it happen. We really want to catch up with Hanford. It's there, and it's just because we can't see it, just because maybe in Portland we aren't getting sick yet, doesn't mean we do not have a responsibility to one another and to this bioregion. So what can you bring us up to date? There is a document that we want to go over here.
Sure, yeah. Just for those who are tuning in that don't know Hanford, it's the largest contaminated nuclear facility, or actually any kind of facility, in the United States. It's located about 200 miles from Portland and southeastern Washington, and is a former plutonium facility that made plutonium for nuclear weapons. And now that mission is over, and it's in a cleanup mode. And the people doing the cleanup are working around most of the nation's high-level nuclear waste, which is stored in these underground nuclear waste tanks. And this is the most toxic stuff on Earth. So what's happening is, as these workers work to, take care of this waste and hopefully get it into a form someday that will be safer to store for the millennia that it's going to take, they are breathing in chemical vapors and toxic chemicals that come out of these underground tanks into their breathing space. Now, this has been going on for some time, and many, many workers have gotten sick over the years, and some of them have gotten minor complaints and irritations like nosebleeds and headaches, but we don't know what that means for later on. And others have gotten more serious disabling type of illnesses, brain disease, lung disease, kidney and liver complaints. And these are more long-lasting, and some people have not gone back to work, and a few people have died after these chemical exposures. Yet, the Hanford management has claimed that these vapors, although they're dangerous, aren't dangerous beyond 5 feet away from, a little stack or something where they're emanating from, and that they're modeling shows that everything's okay and the workers are safe.
So they're all working 5 feet away from whatever it is they're working on, right?
Well, not necessarily. And people working even 200 feet away are getting exposed to these vapors, right? So in September of last year, a Hanford union, the Pipefitters Union, the Attorney General for the state of Washington, Bob Ferguson, and my group, Hanford Challenge, filed complaints against Hanford in federal district court to force Hanford to start providing respiratory protection to all the workers that work in the tank farms. And, Hanford has fought that complaint. And since we filed it, over nearly 100 workers have gotten sick or been exposed to these vapors with unknown consequences. And so what we did yesterday was file a motion for preliminary injunction. What that means is kind of an emergency, we need help right away from the court to get an order to protect these workers so we don't get more exposures and more sicknesses.
But respiratory protection is one thing, but if this is vapors, isn't it possible for this to be absorbed through the skin? I mean, they're wearing wearing hazmat suits, but this kind of thing, I can't imagine that it's entirely manageable by simply wearing the suits and using respiratory protection. I
agree with you, and I think that and we cover that in our complaint, is that there needs